you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance, so your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall, or call 855-58-LIBERTY.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas, locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden will be meeting for their second in-person debate tomorrow at Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee. In a campaign appearance for Biden in Philadelphia, former President Obama says 4 more years of President Trump would dig too deep a hole for the nation.
I'm so confident in Joe Biden and Kamala Harris surrounding themselves with people who are serious, who know what they're doing, who are representative of all people, not just some people. And us being able to then dig ourselves out of this hole, and we're in a deep one.
While President Trump says he's unhappy with tomorrow's debate having a mute button.
The mute is very unfair, and I think it's very bad that they're not talking about foreign affairs. They're supposed to be talking about foreign affairs, and I think that the anchor is a very biased person. Her parents are very biased, but that's my life.
Next up in the search for a coronavirus vaccine is testing a vaccine for kids.
Ending the pandemic means vaccinating vulnerable adults. Dr. Robert Frank at Cincinnati's Children's Hospital Medical Center says it will also mean vaccinating children.
We really needed to have the safety and immunogenicity data from adults to feel comfortable that this is the right thing to be able to do.
Pfizer has permission to test its vaccine on kids as young as 12. Frank says it's unclear yet if a vaccine would be ready by the next school year.
By spring, we would certainly have enough information to be able to send to the FDA.
16-year-old Caitlin Evans became the first teen to get an injection in the Pfizer study.
If I don't do it, who will? Like, they need as many people as possible.
Children represent about 10% of coronavirus cases documented in the U.S. I'm Ed Donahue.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 98 points, the NASDAQ dropping 31, the S&P 500 lower by 8. Oil down to $40.03 a barrel. More at townhall.com.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. Surprise medical bills may result from emergency situations where the patient is unable to choose their medical transport company, hospital, or doctors. Here's Dr. Mitch Elkind, American Heart Association president, with more.
The average surprise medical bill is over $600 and may amount to thousands or even tens of thousands of dollars. The American Heart Association is urging lawmakers on both sides of the aisle to address this issue now. We're leading a national campaign encouraging patients to share their stories about receiving surprise bills with the hashtag #IWasBilled.
Patients should never have to worry about surprise medical bills instead of focusing on their care.
For months, Congress has had comprehensive bipartisan legislation in hand that would shield patients and consumers from surprise medical bills. However, lawmakers have yet to move this critical legislation forward. Congress should act now to end surprise medical bills.
For more on how you can urge Congress to act, visit heart.org/surprise bills.
Federal health officials are emphasizing the importance of wearing face masks.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
It's
404. This KMZQ Newsflash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, Nevada has experienced a recent surge in new cases of COVID-19. Governor Sisolak says there will be no new restrictions imposed. The Silver State back in the coronavirus red zone, the governor said now is the time for Nevadans to unite, wear masks, and practice social distancing. Sisolak mentioned COVID-19 fatigue, but added the virus doesn't get us fatigued. He warned against getting lax about following COVID-19 protocols. He said the enemy is the virus, not each other. Early voting in Clark County continues to draw big crowds. Clark County officials say as of Monday, more than 80,000 voters have cast their ballots. When it comes to mail-in voting, Democrats have returned their ballots in far larger numbers than Republicans. Nearly 64,000 Democrat ballots have already been mailed back to the county, with just more than 20,000 Republican ballots being returned. The Nevada Secretary of State's office reports almost 281,000 ballots have been cast statewide, 16% of the vote. Early voting ends October 30th. Election day, of course, November 3rd. Well, entertainment is coming back to the Strip. We'll talk about that next time at 5 o'clock.
KMZQ On-Time Traffic
is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Now we're getting moderate flows right now as you work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15 between Sunset and Sahara. Those lane restrictions slowing things down between Cheyenne and Craig on the 15 in both directions. And overnight road work, 15 North, the off-ramp at Blue Diamond.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It is live and local for a Wednesday, a hump day. Good to have you with us. We are 13 days away from a presidential election, and that means that many of us are already going to the polls. I early voted yesterday. I did my civic duty. What do the numbers tell us relative to the state of Nevada? Can we turn this state back to being a red state again? Joining us, Michael McDonald, chair of the Nevada Republican Party. Michael, you're just back from Carson City and that magnificent weekend and the amazing speech by the president. You were front and center for most of that.
Yeah, I was backstage and front and center. It's and thank you, Kev, for having me on, and thank you to your listeners. It's the president. I can tell you has more energy than I've ever seen him before. I've been with this guy for five, almost 6 years now. He has not stopped, and the energy he has and his messaging is phenomenal. So the crowds are huge. I mean, they keep getting bigger. It's amazing.
Let me just throw something out there, and you tell me if this makes sense. The president seems healthier after the coronavirus. Could that be?
Look, I think so. I mean, he looks healthier. I can tell you the way I was on the phone call with him this morning. He called me early this morning, and he wanted to know how Nevada's doing and an update on what's been happening with the debacle we have down here in Clark County and in the state. So, he has more energy than I've ever seen him before. I mean, obviously, he's a very energetic man, at least maybe 4 hours a night. But I can tell you it's like a second bite of the apple. I've never seen him. He's interacting. He's dancing with the crowds. He has the crowd on their feet. The energy is bigger than it was in 2016, and the motivation is bigger than it was in 2016. The excitement to reelect President Trump is off the charts.
Why no Vegas appearance this last time?
Well, there are two things. Number one, you know, because our governor has put these restraints on, I can tell you it's been a scam. You know, he can't get his lies straight. When one thing he says, you know, we're locking it down. You have to mail in your ballot. You can't. And then next thing he's out doing, he's voting in person. So it's very hypocritical what he's done. He's killed the Las Vegas Strip. And I don't know anybody who is a Democrat who's in a situation right now where they don't have any money coming in. They're locked down. They've lost their jobs. I don't know anybody who would vote for a Democratic ticket. Anybody who'd follow that type of leadership, I mean, basically you have it your own demise. Because President Trump has built the greatest economy. He's going to rebuild it again. He has plans for Las Vegas, especially the Las Vegas Strip. And this is right up his alley as far as entertainment and hospitality. But more importantly, the entire state. So, look, I have several friends, as well as you, Kev. You have friends that on the other side of the aisle, you know, they overwhelmingly, and maybe I'm just talking to a bubble, but, you know, I'm talking about 50, 100 people that have come by, and they're Democrats. They haven't changed their registration, but this is they're voting for the president because of the failed leadership we have right in the state. Governor Sisolak has demolished this beautiful economy. He hides underneath the thing that, we got this COVID-19. Yeah, of course you have to be careful. It's all about self-responsibility. But more importantly, what he's allowed to take place. I mean, the Las Vegas Strip is a war zone now. There's nobody out there. Nobody's coming into the casinos. He's killed the entertainment industry. You know, the shows are dead. The food's dead. But this is something to it, because you can't say, oh, you can't go out. Don't do this. Don't do that. But then you're out voting, literally voting in person, early voting with him, his family, and, you know, God bless his family and him to stay healthy. But don't be hypocritical and tell everybody to stay home mailing your ballots and you're out doing the exact opposite. It's very hypocritical.
Again, Michael McDonald joining us, chair of the Nevada Republican Party. I've got to ask you, I've already early voted, and a lot of people are talking in terms of their experience early voting. What do we know about the people that have already early voted? Do we know how many Republicans, how many Democrats have voted?
Well, overwhelmingly, I mean, the Republicans right now are coming out in droves. Listen, we have the Democrats did this fraud bill, if you will, and we've talked about it numerous times on your show, and thank you for having me on. But what they did, they passed the bill in the middle of the night. They never worked with Republicans on the other side of the aisle. They never worked with the Secretary of State, who's Republican. They took this bill. The Democrats took this bill and rammed it through in the middle of the night, so you didn't have any say in it. More importantly is they did it and then changed the law. So before, if you fraudulently filled out a ballot, it was a felony. Now it's not. You know, with the ballot harvesting. So the only way to combat that with this mail-in fraud is you have to get out and vote. And that's what's happening. The Republicans are excited. I think they woke a sleeping giant. You know, we've talked about in our history. They really have. They have taken away the right we have. And I think you have more Republicans, independents, and libertarians and walkaway Democrats that are coming out saying, look, you're not going to do that to me. You're not going to take away my right. You're not going to take away the one privilege we have in this country to do this. And overwhelmingly, we're seeing people come out. They're brave in the long lines. I mean, I had friends of mine, my neighbors, went to the Meadows Mall. They were there 10 minutes. 10 minutes.
And yeah, I did.
It's a great location.
I did 55 minutes in line, about 12 minutes in the booth, and I was done.
Yeah. No, I mean, certain locations, like the Meadows Mall is you're in, you're out. I mean, they've done a real good job up there. And I'm very disappointed that Joe Gloria wants to play this partisan BS. They were supposed to have a plan to the Secretary of State for the voting. They were supposed to have it in April. Kevin, April. They still don't have it into the Secretary of State. They still don't have it in. And so, you know, obviously our attorneys, we have attorneys in from D.C. They explicit orders, we intend to any shenanigans, anybody that's caught cheating, we intend to sue, prosecute them as far as out of law. But more importantly, we're going to sue them civilly. We're going after anybody and everybody who has this. And the head of the snake right now is Joe Gloria. What he is allowed to take place, what he's run roughshod to steal our ballots. You know what? I can tell you one thing. You better be prepared, because you will suffer the outcome for what he has done.
So let me get this straight. Are you threatening to sue Joe Gloria, the supervisor of elections?
I'm not threatening. I'm promising. I'm promising right now. we will, if they try to harm one ballot, one of our votes, and they try to hide in the night like they did before, they're trying to keep us out from observation. So again, the way you have a banana republic taking place right now, where they're not allowing us to do the observation. We want to be in there. We want to observe the ballots. We want to watch everything. And they said, oh, it's the COVID-19. We came up with an alternative plan. So look, we'll put cameras in there, and anybody who wants to hook up to this could. I mean, we want to see the observation. We want to see this vault that they have where they're storing the ballots. We want to know who has access in the middle of the night that's going in and out of this vault. And they denied that. But they don't have a plan. They're just saying no. And when we ask why, he says, because I don't want to do it. Well, I can tell you one thing. You better lawyer up. I'm telling you right now, Judge Gloria, if you're listening, you better lawyer up, because if you harm one ballot, we're coming after you. We're going to sue you. We're going to put you in court. We're going to sue you civilly, and we're going to prosecute you if they're playing these games. We cannot have this happen in America. This is how banana republics work. You know what? The only way to have a democracy is a free and open vote, where it is open. You get to see the process. There's no hidden shadows. There's no back vault that has everything that no one has access to, but except his employees. And, you know, I'm not accusing everybody, but you know what? The old saying, trust but verify. They won't let us verify, Kevin.
Michael, what do the numbers tell us right now? And do you folks actually do exit polling? Nobody was exit polling where I voted yesterday. Is that what you do at this point in the campaign?
Well, we know who's voted, who hasn't voted. We know the propensity voters. You know, who's active voters, who's first-day voter, who's second-day. With the data that we've had, we've collected over the last 4 years, you know, from the previous elections and the teams we put together. This is your vote. This is your Republican Party, guys, and this is about fighting to make sure your votes are all together. So in using this, we have the best of the best that have assembled in Nevada to watch this to make sure it happens. Our staff is second to none. The president has given us everything we need. But this is something where all oars are in the water, and we're able to track and count who's voted, who hasn't voted. Right now, overwhelmingly, the Republicans and independents, we can see, are coming out and pushing to make sure that their voices are being heard. They're very upset about the games that the Democrats played at the legislature. More importantly, they're finding out, and if you look at Victor Jake's article today in the paper, that it's turned into a scam. I mean, they've lowered the legitimacy of your signature. So we intend to hold this everybody accountable to who's taking place in this. We intend to prosecute and press charges. Obviously, we can press charges, we can't prosecute. But we're also going to go after them civilly. So they better have some great attorneys, and we're going to sue them individually, not in their position. So if some of the shenanigans are going on, they better have attorneys, because they're not going to be able to hide behind Clark County District Attorney and everybody else. We intend to prosecute them and hold them civilly. If they're playing games like this and something's afoot, we're going to go after them civilly.
Again, Michael McDonald joining us, chair of the Nevada Republican Party, the president in Gastonia, North Carolina. Is it safe to say that we're going to see the president again here in Nevada soon?
Absolutely. That was this morning when on our call this morning. It's always something when you get woke up by the president. You know, he has not stopped. I'm telling you, he's running the country at the best it can be run. He cares about the citizens, but you know, he's on top of this election like I've never seen. So. You know, he wants to be back out to Nevada. He's coming back to Nevada. I think you're going to see a lot of surrogates in Nevada, which shows this one thing to all your listeners, and you know this, Kevin. We're in play. Nevada is in play. If we weren't in play, we wouldn't be having the surrogates. We wouldn't have the President of the United States. He loves Nevada, but every time he comes here, I mean, that's somewhere else he could be. And we only have 6 electoral votes, so he takes it very personal. He loves the people of Nevada. I can't say it enough. He loves the. He keeps asking about the people that are unemployed. How do we get them back to work in the sense of the culinary and reopening the strip? Because he's trying to reopen everything, and our governor's keeping it closed. So, you know, the contradiction in terms with the governor, the president is all about getting us back to work and making sure that everybody has an opportunity to live their lives, but do it in a safe way. I mean, he has plans, and they won't give him a shot to put it together. This is the one thing, Kevin, I can tell you. He wants to come back. He's coming back to Nevada, 100%, I'm telling you. Plus, even more, we have more surrogates there.
I think that's absolutely great. Again, Michael McDonald joining us, chair of the Nevada Republican Party. Will the messaging change in the final 13 days? And you were on the conference call this morning.
It wasn't a conference call. It was me.
It was you and the president.
It was me and the president, man. No, he calls in the morning. It's just he and I. And it's, you know, it's it's like you and I talking, Kev. I can tell you that it's an honor to have this man as a personal friend, but more importantly, it's an honor to have him as the President of the United States. What I can tell you is that here's the messaging: vote, vote, vote. Everything that we've been building up for to take back America, make America great, make sure that we're held accountable, make sure our law enforcement officers are not done away with. You know, all you have to do is take a look at what it looks like under Joe Biden. We have the riots. His people are the ones that are out burning down buildings. His people are the ones that are out throwing rocks and hurting people. They're the ones that are with the chaos and the anarchy. That is Joe Biden and Harris. Okay, that's Biden and Harris ticket. I can tell you that we stand for law and order. We stand to make sure that we have a school of choice. That's one of the biggest things. That's what's really selling big in the minority communities and in suburban America is the school of choice. You know, this is our future. And the president wants to make sure that everybody has an opportunity to have the greatest schooling they can and move it forward. The Democrats, Joe Biden, everybody, they want to keep it the way it is because they're beholden to unions. And look, I'm a union guy. But at some point, you got to look, you know, am I suffering or am I being better? But the teachers union has run roughshod over the Biden-Harris. They want to keep it the way it is. They don't want school of choice. They want you to speak about your children. Look, you're the parent. You got to have a say in how your children's raised and where they can go to school. And the president wants to make sure you have that option. And I think that message is so very hard and very strong in suburban as well as the working class Americans, minorities. And that's what's been selling for a long time is he has the plan and we've shown it. And that's why we got so much minority support now.
Any interesting trends, and this is in our final couple of minutes because we're running a little short on time, northern versus southern Nevada, any trends that we should be looking for?
Well, I think overwhelmingly you look at the rural communities, they're 1,000% behind the president. They're coming out stronger than ever. You know, that's one thing. Washoe, we opened the first Democrat firewall, if you will, as we talked about it. But the Trump campaign, we planted our flag. The first one in the nation was in Washoe. We wanted to make sure that we ran that up there. That organization is run by the Trump campaign and the Nevada Republican Party. We've had overwhelming success and support up there, and that's been strong. Down here, obviously, you've seen we have all the offices that are open. You know, those have expanded even more. But you guys get out and vote. Grab your neighbors. Grab your family. Just do not hesitate. Get out and vote. Take the day. Take your lunch hour. But you've got to vote. You've got to send your message. Do not let them take it away from us. That's the strongest thing. Do not be holding to the superpowers that want to take your voice away.
You're going to be with us tomorrow night for the debate watch party at Rhythm
Absolutely.
Kitchen?
Absolutely, buddy. This is a tradition. I'm very proud. Come out to Rhythm Kitchen. I mean, get out there early because it does fill up, and we've had to turn people away the last two debates. We want everybody to have an opportunity to see the president. I think, you know, I think the debate's going to be a scam because I think the president's debating the moderator as well as you know, Joe Biden, who's been hiding for 4 days. Why would anybody elect this president? He's not campaigning. He's just hiding. Harris is doing the same thing. They don't have a message. They don't have a message that sells. Your president is out fighting for you day in and day out, and he's on the campaign trail proving it.
Indeed. Michael, we'll see you tomorrow night at the Rhythm Kitchen. Thank you so much for all you do for the Republicans here in the state of Nevada. Thanks so much, man. We'll talk again soon.
Hey, Kevin, thank you so much, man. This is for all Nevadans, man. Get out and vote. God bless you, and God bless your listeners.
Michael McDonald, chair of the Nevada Republican Party, joining us as we continue right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Chances are, you may never have to appear before a judge or even be in a courtroom. But that doesn't mean your life isn't affected by those who wear the robes of justice. I'm Judge William Kephart, and having been both a justice court and a district court judge, I am tough on criminals, especially those who commit crimes against women and children. Since 2010, I have presided over 100 jury trials, and I have one of the lowest reversal rates in all district courts in the state of Nevada. I'm a strong believer in the rule of law, but I am fair. I manage my courtroom both tough and effectively, which means I will always ensure that the law is properly enforced. And for all of us, that means the Department 19 will be a courtroom presided over by a judge that is a crime fighter, but will also have compassion when needed. Tough, firm, and fair. That's who I am as your District Court Department 19 judge. Thank you for your vote. I'm Judge William Kephart. Visit me at judgebillkephart.com.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect William Kephart.
Hey, Kevin Wall here with big news. Pho 87, famous Vietnamese food in Las Vegas since 1987, has a great offer just for my listeners. Owner Mia Ha, a proud Trump supporter, is offering you 20% off your food order. That's right, 20% off through Election Day. Just tell him Kevin Wall sent you. Visit Pho 87, Vietnamese restaurant on Jones near Spring Mountain, or check out their amazing menu at pho87.net. That's pho87.net. And make sure you get out and vote.
This is Dr. Robin Titus, Assembly Republican leader. This election is critical both to the future of our state and country. In Nevada, Democrats' total control has led to finance violations, backroom deals, and wasteful spending that's left Nevada families and businesses behind. The best way to stop the Democrats' abuse of power is to elect more Republicans this November. Please return your ballot as soon as you receive it, or make sure to vote in person. Let's keep President Trump in the White House and make Nevada great again. Paid for by Robin Titus for AD 38.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycry has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycry.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
I have lived in Clark County for more than 50 years and would like to tell you about my friend Anna Albertson, who is running for Clark County District Court Judge, Department 17. Anna Albertson is a wife, mother, trial attorney, and business owner. She understands the judge's role and impartially apply the law of risk to not legislate from the bench. Anna Albertson's background and experience makes her the best choice for all of us for Department 17. Vote for Anna Albertson for District Court Judge in Department 17.
Paid for and authorized by a committee to elect Albertson.
You've been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. You have to carefully monitor your health for the rest of your life. And you have an increased risk of developing cardiovascular disease.
Cut. Take two. Action.
You've been diagnosed with a new purpose, to fight for the amazing life you made for yourself. To look that risk of heart disease square in the face and say, no, not me. You've been given a new opportunity to live. Get started at NoDiabetesByHeart.org.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And now from State Chairman of the Nevada Republican Party, Michael McDonald, we switch to the guy that called him at 4 o'clock this morning, the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Gastonia, North Carolina. They're live. Let's go there now.
And, they named the granddaughter Carolina. Now, when I go to South Carolina, I can also give them some credit, right? Can I? You mind? Right? No, it's great. It's a great place. If you want your children to grow up in a free nation where they can speak their minds and practice their religion and live by their values, then you must defeat Sleepy Joe Biden and the radical left. Okay? Reject left-wing fascism. Vote for American freedom. Vote for America first. Vote for Make America Great Again. But I was thinking on the plane down, I just put this in, I don't know, and I said to myself, and I said to a group, small group on the plane, the great Mark Meadows is here. Do you know Mark? I had to go all the way to North Carolina to find that guy's doing a good job. I don't know where the hell he is. He's always working. I don't know. He's back there someplace. Where is he? There. Oh, look at. Come up, Mark. Come on. I'll tell you, he has done a really great job. Look at him. Central Casting, Jim. Central Casting. He loves his state, I will tell you that. Took me 3 years to get him out of Congress. And we have another great friend of ours here, Mick Mulvaney. He's really been great.